Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Happy New Year, everybody. We're wrapping up this week. We're wrapping up this year. We're wrapping up the first year of the second decade of the 21st century. And as you know, I'm talking a lot about that, a lot about the second decade of the 21st century. It's different. Where we're going is a lot different from where we've been. But for a little bit, just for this half hour, it's just going to be you and me. And I want to talk about the past. I want to go back, and I don't want to look forward for today at this moment. I want to look back a little bit, and I'll tell you why. As you know, for 10 years now, I have been doing a forecast. I've been forecasting, doing some predictions for what I thought would be happening in the next year. And one of the things that I've done every year is at the end of the year, I would go back and write up and determine, reviewing my predictions, determine what actually happened. And I publish the previous year's predictions with the actual results and my score. And so this is my 10th year to do this. And I'm going to get into this. So, and by the way, next week I'm going to give you my 2011 predictions. So here are my 2010 predictions that I published last January 3rd, and we talked about it on the show about that same time, followed by what happened in my score. Here's my first prediction. U.S. gross domestic product will be between 2 and 3%. Now, what I was trying to get across there was that the economy was going to grow, but it wasn't going to just be tepid, but it was not going to be overheated. That was the main thing I was trying to get across. And the only way to say that is just to give a percentage. So that's the reason I use between 2 and 3%. When I said 2%, that means that it would be a reasonable growth, clearly not recessionary, but below 3, meaning anything over 3% is heading towards overheated. Well, here's what actually happened. Through the last time I could find a number, which is probably third quarter results, meaning three quarters, that number was 2.23. Now, I think the year will end a little higher than that. But of course, we won't know about the fourth quarter until probably sometime next quarter. But from what I can tell, since I've actually made my recap here, probably the GDP year is going to end somewhere in between 2.5 and 3, in that range. So I'm still within my range of predictions. So that's a plus one for me. Next week, I'm going to talk about what I think the GDP will be for 2011. Here's my next prediction. The recovery will not be good for startups. And folks, I didn't want to say this. It upsets me to say this. If you're a startup, I'm sorry. I don't want it to sound like I'm being negative. I don't want it to sound like I'm discouraging you. I don't want to be discouraging to you. I work too hard every day to encourage you. But here are the facts on the ground. Let me back up a second. Startups, 99.99% of all startups are bootstrapped. That means the owner, the founder, finds the money, scripts and scrapes and does without and does whatever they have to do, pick up cans on the side of the road, whatever, and to fund the growth of their company one little nickel at a time. That's bootstrapping. And that money comes from a lot of sources, from their own cash, from their own equity, from their own credit, and also a combination of customers. That cash is all, and hopefully some profits. That's all part of the bootstrapping aggregation that it takes to get a company going. Well, currently, the equity of a lot of people has been eroded so much, their home equity especially, that that's not available to them. The personal credit has not been as available because the credit card companies clamped down on the limits for people. If you're unemployed, that's a serious financial problem. I started my business in 89 because I was unemployed, but I had some equity and I had some credit. A lot of people don't have that right now. And plus, banks are not going to loan to a startup without having some underlying collateral from somewhere else. That's the reason why I said that it was going to be a tough, tough year for startups. And here is a Business Week headline. This is from this year. Startup activity at record low. That's what the article was about, and it was the truth. So I'm sorry to have predicted that, but I was right. That's a plus one. So I'm 2 for 2 so far. It's 22. More of these to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.